Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm reaching Sari Bala. I'm sorry for not pronouncing it right.
Yes, ma'am. Sari Bala Thakkar.
Yeah, about trying to get onto the waiver program.
Okay.
This is Family First here. I believe you spoke to a colleague of mine, Mimi. And I just wanted to follow up with that and start the enrollment process with you guys.
Okay.
So my role is to help you get onto the program. Do you know anything about it? Do you have any questions about it?
I am just filling in for my brother-in-law who happens to be in India. But this is my first experience. He would have known many things. So what can you help us with?
All right, so the waiver allows for Sari Bula to choose somebody who they want to be their caregiver. Let me just ask, is it a male or a female?
It's a female, about 90 years old.
Okay, and do they make more than 2,980 a month?
She doesn't make that kind of money, no.
Does she have more than 8,000 in her savings account?
No, ma'am.
Are they married or divorced?
She's widow.
Okay. Does she have a burial account agreement?
Nope.
Does she
She's
have?
Hindu, so it is cremation, not burial, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Okay. Life insurance?
Nope.
Okay, does she have own any cars under her name?
No, ma'am.
Does she have any bank accounts in her name?
She has one where she gets her some monthly money, something like 700, 800 or something in that number
Social Security?
from Social Security. Yes, ma'am.
Is it a Direct Express account?
It gets deposited in her account directly. So that I believe that's what you are asking, correct?
Does she have a bank account, like a bank that she's working with?
No, she has a bank account, and she gets the money automatically deposited there.
So what's her bank account? What bank is she with?
Oh God, Asha, which bank she gets? Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo. Okay, so she's gonna need all her bank statements from 2024 to now. Is she
So
able to take that? Yeah, they're gonna need it.
last 2 years, basically, that's what you're asking me?
Yeah, I'm gonna send you this number I called you at, ending in 297229. Does it receive text messages?
I can receive text messages, yes, ma'am.
Okay, is it better for you if it's in Hindu or if the message is in a different language or English is fine?
English is just fine.
Okay, so I'll send
She
you a.
can't understand anything, just so that you know.
Okay, that's
She
great.
can't, yeah, she can't communicate in English, or she can't even communicate in our language anymore much. She can't hear anything, so that makes it lots of challenges. But go ahead and send me the list, and
Okay.
then I will work at trying to collect that you want. Hopefully, I can do it in timely manner because her son is in India. I
Is
will have
she
to forward that.
a US citizen?
No, ma'am. See, I is mom U.S. citizen?
Yeah.
She is. I would be a wrong person to ask nationality-wise. I believe she is, but I can't tell you. She's getting it for a long time. She has been on that program for a long while.
What program is it called?
She has Medicare, Medicaid, both.
Does she have Social Security?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to send you the list of what she needs. Does she have any pensions, annuities, rental homes, dividends, own any homes?
No, ma'am. She has no. Basically, she lives with her son.
Okay.
And that's about it. If she did not leave there, she would be in major trouble.
Understand. Okay. Let me get back to you then, okay? I'll shoot you a text message. Just confirm that you've seen it.
Okay, and then how long would I have?
Well, you could take your time. I'm going to be in touch with you over the next couple of weeks, okay?
Fair enough.
All righty. Have a great day.
You too, ma'am.